Lawyers for Enron were also under fire today on Capitol Hill. For the first time, Enron lawyers and the company's outside counsel, Vinson and Elkins, faced public questioning about their role in the energy company's collapse. Members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee tried to hold the lawyers accountable for approving questionable financial deals and failing to investigate allegations of impropriety. But the attorneys defended their actions, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Congressional representatives quickly found out that each of the six lawyers who testified claimed only limited roles, if any, in setting up Enron's off-book partnerships or approving deals between them. Republican Congressman Jim Greenwood asked Rex Rogers, Enron's associate general counsel, about Rogers' signature on a particular document. That document certified that two Enron employees who negotiated a deal between Enron and an LJM partnership did so with only each company's best interests in mind.
How did you ascertain that, in fact, these negotiations were on an arm's length basis?
My signing off on all of these deal approval sheets was for the limited purpose of Section 4A.
That's legalese for indicating a deal needs to be publicly disclosed. Rogers said his signature in no way confirmed the negotiations were legitimate. Enron's outside counsel, the law firm Vinson and Elkins, came under fire for not taking seriously allegations raised by company vice president Sharon Watkins. She warned last August that off-book arrangements could lead to Enron's collapse in a wave of accounting scandals. Vinson and Elkins' managing partner, Joseph Dilge, says his firm's investigation concluded that Watkins' concerns had merit, but recommended no further action because she raised nothing new.
The report did conclude that no further investigation is necessary because the appropriate senior-level officers of Enron were at that time fully aware of the primary concerns expressed by Ms. Watkins and, in fact, were taking actions to address them.
Dilge said lawyers don't control their clients' business decisions, like when to waive conflict of interest rules. He expressed confidence that Vinson and Elkins fulfilled all ethical and professional responsibilities. Little new information came out of today's hearing. Enron's general counsel, James Derrick, pointed his finger at auditors Arthur Anderson when asked why aggressive accounting practices were not investigated as part of a review of Sharon Watkins' concerns. Derrick told Democrat James Stupak there was no good reason to ask outside lawyers to report on accounting arrangements because Anderson was at that time a reputable firm.
No one had any reason to believe that the accounting was not technically correct, and they had discussed these very issues with the firm that our audit committee had determined was the appropriate accounting firm for the company.
So even though you saw the words aggressive and creative, you thought, oh, it's no big deal because Anderson said it was okay?
If the next sentence it says, and by the way, Anderson does not believe it's okay, that would have been obviously a great cause of concern.
Anderson has blamed Enron for not giving it enough information to accurately evaluate Enron's off-book arrangements. Enron's lawyers told committee members they knew nothing about a letter from former Enron chairman Ken Lay to employees asking for contributions to President Bush's campaign. One lawmaker compared the panel to the monkeys that see, hear, and speak no evil. Another said they were like thieves in blue suits and red ties. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.